During the legislative session, I like to touch base with Senator Fred Baldwin on a weekly basis with updates. And Senator Baldwin from Senate District 14 joining me live over the phone right now this morning. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm great. The sky is clear. It's cold, but it's good morning.
It's a good morning. Yes, it is. Well, we appreciate your weekly update and in your time with us today. And of course, we spoke about the session last week and it opening up on Tuesday last week. And then everything went into a recess for a while, but it sounds like everything's picking up tomorrow with virtual committee meetings, right?
It is. The next 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll be doing the committee work of the bills that were assigned in our opening day session. I don't have the number at my fingertips, but it's somewhere between 80 and 100 bills between the two houses will be worked in the next 3 days. A lot different than normal, of course, and this is really quite a weird year, is that where normally I would be sitting up in the gallery at the state capitol right now talking to you, I'm at home now, and I don't have a suit and tie on, and it's very weird. We'll be doing Zoom meetings for the next 3 days, and it's very different for everybody.
I'm sure you're really disappointed about the suit and tie thing. I'm sure that's a bummer.
Yeah, I really am. You know, I've gotten into a bad habit that I have to break when I go to Cheyenne. And that is, I put on my suit and tie, and I sometimes have on pajama pants or my California shorts. But bad habits. I'll break them.
I love it. Well, last time we talked, you kind of coined the term accidentally reconsume. And so that's what starts tomorrow. Let's talk about the committees that you'll be working on and over the next 3 days, and maybe some of the larger or some of the more interesting bills that you think may be discussed over the next 3 days.
You know, there's a lot of bills on the docket. My personal bills on Tuesday, I will be with Revenue Committee. In the Senate side, we don't have a lot of interesting bills in that they're not drawing a lot of public interest. They're important bills. The House Revenue Committee will be hearing one that's drawing a little bit of attention. That's the tobacco tax. And the tax bills, of course, all get heard on the House side first. On my Labor and Health Committee, and I'm the new chairman there, we're hearing bills, four bills on the Senate side that we worked during the interim. A lot of these have to do with mental health and substance abuse and trying to get telehealth on par for reimbursement with in-person health. So a lot of these have to do with COVID. But there are no big, exciting bills coming up on in my committees at all. They're important bills, of course. But on most of the committees, I don't think most of the conversation I'm having with the public, none of the really big bills that are getting talked about are coming up this week yet. They'll come up next week and come up in the next set of committee meetings.
Senator Fred Baldwin joining us this morning with an update on the ongoing legislative session, which will continue tomorrow with these committee meetings. So, Senator, even though everyone is meeting virtually through these committees, it still looks like online people can still track the session, follow what's going on, even watch these committee meetings live all on the wildleg.gov website, correct?
They can watch it, yeah, the wildleg.gov website, and there's a little bit change in format. Rather than just watching on the YouTube video, now we're going to a Zoom webinar format. Opens up a little bit more room for public discussion and public participation, which is the most important thing that we do, of course. I'm of course, a big fan of getting back in person. I think we're doing the right thing and keeping everybody safe. But I have a little bit of a feeling on Zoom, but we're a little bit we have anonymity. That's my word for the week. You can use that later if you want. But I think that legislators and people that are testifying and lobbyists, et cetera, it's a little bit easier to say things that you might not say in person, and I think we have a lot more effective communication and a lot better work in person. And I'm really looking forward to get back in person.
Anything else, Senator, that you wanted to mention while we have you on the air this morning?
No, I sure would encourage everybody to tune in on the next couple of days. Look through. You can go on that site and see what bills are coming up. Pick the bills out of the committees that you're interested in and tune in for an hour or two. We are limited to 4 hours in each committee, so there's a hard stop at 4 hours. So these won't go into your dinner time or your lunchtime, as it were. So listen in and participate. I think it's important, and this is stuff that we'll be talking about when we reconsume next week on the 27th.
Perfect. Senator Fred Baldwin, Senate District 14, with us live on the Weekday Wake Up. Thanks, Senator. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Great. Have a great day, Duke.